Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Israel, the weather today is mostly sunny with pleasant temperatures. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, while Tel Aviv enjoys mild breezes along the coast. The pleasant weather extends to Haifa, where it's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel enters a tense weekend as four fronts edge toward escalation, according to Ynet from earlier today. Gaza strikes have slowed, but tensions remain high with Lebanon, the West Bank, and Iran in a delicate balance. Also in the past hour, Walla reports that Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan have signed a joint defense alliance in Mecca. This agreement marks an important shift in regional dynamics. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post reports that Hamas views demilitarization talks as a strategy to trap Israel, as warned by Zini to the security cabinet earlier today. Separately, JNS highlights the global reach of a renewed war in Gaza. This conflict impacts international perspectives in unexpected ways. And finally, the Times of Israel indicates a rise in regional tensions affecting local and global markets. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reports just minutes ago that the Mecca Joint Defense Agreement aims to bolster shared security among Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan. The Turkish presidency emphasizes its contribution to regional peace. Open source Intel analyst Osint 613 noted earlier today that leaders from the three countries prayed together after signing the Mecca Agreement, highlighting unity. Aviva Klompas, a commentator, reflects on the second anniversary of Hirsch Goldberg Poland's death. His father, John, shares memories of Hirsch, wishing for his legacy to inspire change. On the economic front, first, KeyTech reports that an Israeli startup is pushing the boundaries of AI models from companies like OpenAI and Anthropic. These experiments highlight challenges in controlling advanced AI systems, with implications for future technological development. Separately, Globes shares that Germany has delivered Israel's largest ever submarine, the IMS Draken. This delivery marks a significant milestone in German-Israeli defense relations. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that 2 years into the electricity reform, approximately 2 million households have switched to private suppliers. This shift is led by cities like Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Petah Tikva, signaling a major change in the energy market. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.